Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Throw down your guns. Throw down your guns in the name of love. I put my hands up.
Speaking of the Second Amendment, what do you think the General Assembly will do in January and February? Democrats are going to run the place. Got a Democrat governor who seems very eager to appease the leftists in his party. And some people are not going to tolerate it. One of them seems to be the sheriff of Culpeper County, Scott Jenkins. He joins us this morning. And I appreciate you coming on the air. You certainly raised a lot of eyebrows with your announcement recently. Tell me exactly what you think might happen or what your worst case scenario is and how you plan to respond to it.
Good morning. I sincerely hope, and I'm very optimistic, that our General Assembly won't institute all the proposed bills. I think we have enough Democrats that are more center than left that understand the Virginia citizens' feelings on the issue. I've often said that I don't think the Virginia Democrats are California Democrats, although it looks like we have some in Northern Virginia and Tidewater area, and even in Richmond that are at the top that seem that way. But I think the majority still understand how important it is to our citizens to be able to properly defend themselves and what the Constitution really means when it comes to that right. It's not only for hunting. It's not only for self-defense. But to answer your question, if they go forward with the proposed bills, worst case, then I do intend, as I've said before, to swear in many, if not need be, thousands of my citizens for auxiliary deputy sheriff positions. And that would allow them to possess weapons, serve the office's purposes. And that's my pushback. I'm not going to be one that stands and says a duly enacted laws by the legislature I absolutely will not enforce. Now, I'm not saying, and I will stress, there's county sheriffs all across our nation. I think sheriffs are waking up and realizing where they stand and what real purpose they serve for their citizens. They are the oldest law enforcement in our country, and they are directly elected by the people. And if we don't stand in defense of the constitutions we swear to uphold, then who else will?
So specifically the laws that, forgive me for interrupting this, specifically the laws that worry you, if I'm reading some of the stories correctly, it's like the red flag laws, which of course sound very appealing, especially if you're worried about school shootings and workplace shootings. Hey, can't we identify some of these crazy people and shut them down before they kill anybody? But there's the downside to that, you know, if you're been in a workplace for 10 years, you know, eventually you'll run into somebody who just hates you and decides you're the crazy person and they cause you trouble. Next thing you know, are you going to be disarmed and suddenly you're at everybody else's mercy? That's a real problem, right?
Exactly. Without due process, and the laws as they're trying to propose won't allow the proper due process for a person to defend themselves and have a say. That allows any citizen to weaponize that law to attack anyone they choose to try to take their rights away for own firearms. And that's a big problem for Virginians. And I can tell you a majority of my community has been quite up in arms about the subject. And, you know, they've been very supportive of my stance. And I'm hoping other sheriffs, I'm not disparaging any other sheriffs. Everyone has their own views on things, but I've received a lot of support from sheriffs all across the country when I decided to take this stance. It's not something that I did without a lot of thought and heavy consideration, but I feel that's a very straightforward approach to say to the governor and anyone else, this is where I stand. I'm not saying I won't enforce your laws, but I will say to them, elections have consequences, and they may be coming into office now, but I hope that they're listening to when the state has this many counties that are making resolutions to say how they feel. I would hope they'll wake up, because they won't be in office long if they go forward with the moves they're planning in the first of the year.
I think you're right about that. And I'm personally, I'm pleased to hear people speaking up so that the markers are laid down before the General Assembly even begins, so that everybody can make smart decisions going forward. Let me push back on you a little bit, just hypothetically. Let's say the red flag laws are passed and you have announced that you'll deputize people and you're sent, hypothetically, to go take a gun from someone who has been identified, I guess, under the red flag laws as a potential threat. And then one of you or your deputies get there and you find out, oh, my gosh, this person is off their rocker, crazy and hostile. And I mean, are you now going to be the one adjudicating that on the scene? I guess in many ways you have to do that anyway. But how would you deal with that situation?
I often say we need to focus on enforcing the laws that we have on the books. And, you know, in my career, I'll use example with domestic disputes. When I began as an officer on the street, there weren't mandatory arrest laws, and that changed. And although I've seen it weaponized through the years, the fact is I'm sure it saved many lives by having officers now forced to arrest, you know, the primary aggressor when they respond to these calls and identify injuries and so forth. But what we're talking about proposing now is much broader than that, and it can be used improperly very easily by most anyone. So without going too deep into the subject, I'll just, you know, more shortly, I'll just say that, yes, that is a big concern of mine and many sheriffs as far as using that law and how we're going to be the one that has to respond and take action. That's going to be our biggest trouble, I think, of any of them. You know, I propose swearing in people and so forth, as you said, but the red flag law is a huge issue for everyone to look hard at, especially our prosecutors.
You worried about the cost here or your liability if you do deputize people who, in the long run, turn out not to be trustworthy folks?
Well, we can worry about that with our regular deputy sheriffs and police every day. We take liability when we start the car up each day. But, you know, I know the people in my community, by and large, they're, you know, I have thousands of concealed carry permit holders, and I use that as an example. They're not the people I'm concerned about in this community. The people, if you look last night, I have a video posted on my Facebook page of my officers chasing, ramming, and bringing a vehicle to the stop that of a guy who just shot people in the Walmart parking lot a week ago, and he was continuing to run from us. That man is not affected by the gun laws that they're proposing, nor has he been affected by any others. And he was already a convicted felon when he had that gun and shot the man in the parking lot of Walmart. Now, think about that. These people that are trying to claim, these won't affect law-abiding citizens. It's just to make us safer, blah, blah, blah. You know, these people really need to educate themselves on the function and ability of firearms to start with, because if they're trying to stop lawful citizens from carrying in gun-free zones and so forth, it's ridiculous because, you know, you can do as much carnage and damage with a few revolvers and a shotgun in a gun-free zone in a five-minute period before police arrive than as you can with an assault rifle, as they call it, an assault rifle. It's just all a matter of the will of the person that wants to do evil, and I know that's a long explanation, but it's just, you know, law enforcement, if you want real knowledgeable input from people to get answers to your questions, the legislature should turn to police chiefs and sheriffs. And
because you see it on the front line.
Yeah, we know what the dangers are, what really could help solve the problem. Try enforcing the laws we have and putting stiffer penalties and then looking to us for answers on the red flag law. I mean, there's common sense discussion that could be had, and I'd be willing any day to drive to Richmond and talk, you know, very candidly with whether it's a governor or anyone on the legislature wants to discuss it. But, you know, it's a matter of us sitting down with cooler heads, not listening to people with agendas, and honestly trying to solve the problems that we say we are.
Well, I hope you have gotten yourself a seat at the table in this conversation going forward with this kind of bold statement. I think it's appropriate to engage in the conversation on the front end. Scott Jenkins is the sheriff of Culpeper County, and I appreciate you coming on the air today. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We'll come back and check traffic and weather together next. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.